Hello, hello everyone. Normally, I am making my Sunday audio lovegram on Sunday, which makes sense, doesn't it? However, I am doing something really wild. I'm at my friend Trisha's house. Hi, Trisha.
Hi.
Trisha and I are, this is my first social outing in the last 3 months. I think you've had one other one.
I've had one.
But still, it's very luxurious to be having an actual social experience with somebody. And we happen to be sitting on Trisha's deck in Mill Valley, surrounded by these crazy beautiful trees. And since I'm going to be not home in the morning, I'll be driving back, I thought, let's make it tonight and have a special guest.
Oh,
that's you.
Am I your first special guest?
You're the first special guest, and we decided, just like I do every Sunday, to not decide what we're going to talk about. So here we are, faced with the moment. We're faced with now. And is there anything on your mind? Not to put any pressure on you.
I guess what's on my mind has been just the day we've spent together, just having the opportunity to have, like, time for some just good old-fashioned conversation. Mm-hmm. and being able to enjoy, like you said, some company and take a look at the state of the world, the state of our lives, state of the state, whatever. Yeah, it's just been lovely.
Yeah, I just remembered, which is interesting because I had to schedule this too. I've been doing a coaching tip every day. As you know, today was day 75, and I had to schedule it in advance for the first time because this is the first time I've not been at home. And my coaching tip in your honor, which I didn't even tell you, was intentional friendship. And because I was thinking about coming here to see you and thinking of more so like every Wednesday, the way that we show up and how important that is.
Yeah.
And, I remember telling someone about that recently, and she was like, wow, I'm not really very intentional in my friendships. So I don't know, maybe that's a piece of this too that's really important for me, is that there's something really important about, obviously today was really important because we haven't seen each other, even though we only live across the water from each other. But there's something about that, about the commitment, which was also a theme today for us.
Yes. Yeah, and I can say that in contrast to other friends, that I don't have this, I haven't made a commitment to this standing weekly time, and it ebbs and flows. It's been tough, you know, to stay as connected, especially when we can't see each other, we can't schedule things to get together. There's just something that happens when you're not intentional and make that commitment. It puts it a little bit,
I love that.
I was gonna say, I don't know if they'll be able to hear the crows. We have these lovely crows in the redwoods. I'm really seeing the difference. I'm seeing the difference in connection with that. How challenging it is.
Right, and I think also, hi little hummingbird. Oh my gosh, I wish people, I'm sorry, it's not
video. We should
video.
Have done a video lovegram. They could actually see this place, which
it's so beautiful at the little hummingbird right now. Yeah, that there's something, about the ongoing commitment, that there's something about showing up that I'm noticing that's so important. And that was also a theme today, kind of about show, you know, what it is to show up for our lives or for things that are difficult, but also just to show up consistently. And that you get to then, I've been talking a lot, and you, as you know, about, like, how do we get to be real? How do we be really who we are? And maybe part of that is that when you're consistently showing up, you can't, my friend Lori has this great expression, import a better self, which I love. So Lori will say, you know, she'll say, God, I caught myself trying to import a better self. But when you're showing up week after week with a friend, you can't really do that.
No.
And I think that's important. That's a piece of it.
Yeah. 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 It keeps you pushing to be who you are in the moment. Bring all the pieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think the other piece of the intentionality, which is really important, I have to keep this under 15 minutes, just that's why I keep checking, not that I'm not listening to you, but I promise 15 minutes. But the other piece is the commitment to, like we were saying today, we were both, I'm not going to out us, but we were both talking about some really old sort of karmic habits or places that we go to that we don't necessarily want to be going to. And then we were like, hey, on our Wednesday calls, let's talk about it this way in order to not let that happen. And I think that's a really important piece too. If we were just sort of like, oh, I think I'll call my friend Tricia today, there's not really a commitment to supporting who we really want to be. It's more just like, oh, who are you? So that's an interesting thing.
I think it's also what happens when you do that. And there's nothing wrong with just checking in and talking about the day's events and what's going on in the world and sharing perspectives and all of that. But especially during this time, I feel a real call to not get caught up in that just 100%. Like it's enough to try to navigate the time we're in and make sense of what's happening. And there was something, while you said we were navigating some old issues and challenges that we've talked about before, there was also some real comfort in that. You know, I was like, oh, okay. And coming up with some new commitments, because the other thing that this time has pointed out is we've seen something that we've never seen before in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good. I think it's unsettling, but I think it's good. And to me, that really pushes against not wanting to stay the same in some of my stories of who I am and how I approach things, and that I feel like we're all being called to something greater and different, and that's at that like macro social level, and it's also at the micro me level, and I think that's kind of what we really talked about today.
I love that. You know, and you were the one who kind of helped me see earlier this week, which again was on our Wednesday call. I was feeling really down and sad about some things, you know, like my son going off to college and there'd be no college to go off to. So yeah. Like going off to college, meaning sitting in his room in a line, or not being able to see my mom. And then it's like you sort of pointed out that it's a new phase of the pandemic. It's a new phase. There's new things going on. And it helped me to kind of reframe, but also now to be looking at, just to kind of look at things in that way of like, oh, it's a new phase. Who do I want to be in this new, how do I want to be in this new phase? How am I going to handle the uncertainties or the, yeah. I think that's a really helpful thing to look at. I'm reminded right now, like we're sitting in, people, you can't see us, but we're in these two chairs sitting on a deck overlooking these beautiful trees. And I was just thinking of all the other times we've sat in two chairs in various places. And you would always call them powerful conversations.
Yep.
Which is such an important thing, I guess, to think about in general, right? Like, who is it in your life that you have that with, or who would you like to develop it with even more?
Yeah. That was unusual. That was a hawk.
Do you remember, I'm sure you do, but I'm going to ask you as if I think you don't. I don't know why, because I know you do. Let me just say this. Trisha came up with something called Make an Honest Stand a long time ago. 15 years ago?
Longer than that, 20 probably.
I don't know why, but I just thought that might be helpful to bring in right now. Tell us about Make an Honest Stand.
At the time when that, and I'm imagining exactly where that happened. I'm remembering in those two chairs in that particular particular condo that I lived in at the time. There was something about that, and we just sort of said that intentionality around making an honest stand for yourself in your life at a particular time when, and I was thinking, so it's more than setting a goal or, you know, something at that level. It's deciding an aspect of who you are and what you care about and what you, you know, want to accomplish in the world, and sort of being, making a, now I'm trying to go back and think what was the context around that we were talking about. But I think at the time you were looking at your work and what, you know, was important to you and what you wanted to bring to the world, and it was around that, you know, just really recognizing who you are and what you stand for.
And giving, like, I think the giving voice to it and setting intentions from that place is what I think. Like, and the honest stand part is that we often know what's true, but for some reason we don't really want to be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be leaving a relationship or starting a relationship or deepening of, like, going back to the friendship thing. It might be that, but it's, or it might be, you know, I've sort of abandoned my creativity, and I'm seeing that, and I'm honest about it. How do I, you know, I want to bring it back, something. So that seems like a beautiful thing to leave people with on a Sunday, is like those two things. Like, so one is just hearing the words, make an honest stand. What does that bring up? If anything, you know, but maybe something. And then also the intentionality about, I think especially right now, as we're coming, entering this new phase of the pandemic, especially, like, who do you want to deepen relationships with, and how, and what would that look like? And how could you be the one to, like, make a deeper commitment? Do you have anything to add? We have 2 minutes before we have to go. But we don't have to go 2 minutes.
No, I love that. I don't have anything that, you know, that seems beyond that. That feels big and enough.
I like that. And I'm so excited to have a new, like, this is the thing I love too about life, like breaking out of the standard, right? So normally I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, this has to be done this way. But it's such a great practice to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, okay, we're doing the Sunday Love Gram on Saturday today, you know? Okay, I am sending you off right now with, well, we don't have a hummingbird at the moment, but we've had many tonight, and the sound of the crows and the beautiful pine and redwood trees. And a good friend.
And a good friend.
All right, happy Sunday. Bye-bye.